Okay, my guest on Podcasting Softly this week is none other than the beautiful and talented Nazanin Nuri. She's starring recently in Paul Kariazi's Forbidden Power. She's a model, actress. She's done some short films. She plays Veronica Hawthorne in this brilliant, tight, intense thriller, Forbidden Power. Nazanin, it's very good to have you on Podcasting Softly.
Thank you for having me, Ken.
Thank you. So, tell us a little about yourself. You're born in Iran, grew up in Switzerland, wanted to be a singer, got into modeling and television, and came to New York. So, wow, that's an expansive. There's a movie there, I think.
Yeah, I think I've done it all. Yes. I wanted to be a singer growing up. I was the biggest fan of Britney Spears. So later on, I was in a beauty pageant, and that opened the way for me to become a model later on and be a TV host. And then I got tired of all of it and was an au pair for 2 years here in America, and then I stayed.
Wow. So, acting has obviously always been a passion of yours. Who were your idols as a young lady?
Of course, I always loved watching movies. I love Julia Roberts. I love Catherine Zeta-Jones, Meryl Streep. Hilary Swank.
Yeah.
Yes. Love her. She's amazing.
That's great. So, in New York, you went to acting school there, true? In New York?
Yes. I went to the William Esper Studios.
Right. And was that, I've heard some of the acting schools in America are very intense. Was that your experience?
It was very life-changing. Oh. You go through this very intense program. We had 6 days a week school. It was long days, but it was so life-changing. And, I think everyone should go to acting school. It helps you to understand yourself better and the world around you.
Yes. It's also a great place to, if you don't have too much confidence it's a good way of working through those issues too, do you think?
Yes, I think through every issue, you learn to understand your own feelings and yourself better, and you build so much empathy for people, for humans, for other characters, for life in general. You start to accept life.
Right.
I think it's a good training for acceptance.
Right, right. And also, also great training for being very much aware of your surroundings and listening to people a lot, probably more than the surface level that most people listen at. I mean, there's quite a few people walk the streets and you hear them talking and communicating, but it's very much on a surface level. When you're training as an actor, you are told to be very conscious of what the other person is saying and their expression and all that type of thing, so you can naturally react, even though it's a contrived scene, basically.
I studied Meisner, and the Meisner technique is all about the other person, and it's just reading behavior, and it's very interesting. After acting school, I still do that. And it's also helpful, so you have a better understanding where other people are coming from,
right?
And who they are,
So you have Persian heritage, raised in Switzerland. Nazanin, you're very much a female Sean Connery, because in the film you're playing a Native American character.
Yeah.
Because Sean was famous for being, a Scottish guy playing a Russian or a Spanish Egyptian, depending on which movie he was in. But so yeah, you're playing a Native American character, Veronica Hawthorne. So tell us about your preparation to play Veronica.
It's funny. I feel like I had always a very big interest for the Native American culture. I have a Native American tattoo, a dream catcher on my arm tattooed, and before we started filming Forbidden Power in Seattle, I was with my best friend in Colorado for a trip. So we had a lot of opportunities to travel, and they have like a lot of Native American history there. So it was very interesting, you know, to go in that world of myth, and that was for sure a big help to prepare.
Right,
you know, me and my friend, it was funny, we put beads and braids in our hair, and we're kind of dressing up whenever we would go on hikes, and, you know, it was very interesting.
Right. And what was the lure to do the film? Was the script just that intriguing, or you know, working with Paul, or was it, you know, what were the factors that made you finally decide to do the movie?
I think the story itself is very interesting. It's very empowering as a female to portray a character that has power through sex. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Veronica is a villain, and she seduces men to do terroristic acts. And, you know, I think that's a very powerful story, and the character is very powerful.
Yes.
And I thought that was very interesting, and working with Paul was amazing. He's such a wonderful director. He had so much patience and love, and he listened to us and made sure, you know, everyone on set was feeling great. You know, he didn't even let me run around set because he was afraid I'm going to injure myself. So it was a very great experience.
Right. Did you read his original, the book, before the reading the script? Or?
No, I have not.
Right. Because he told me that he adapted it from his own novel.
Yeah, I have not read the book.
Yeah. But it's an incredibly tight thriller, and it, as I was talking to Paul yesterday, it was very intense. Like you think you know where it's going, and then it surprises you. Not unlike your character, that even though we see you in those opening exchanges, you have some little surprising pop-ups when the lead character has these visions of you appearing in different places at different times. It was very exciting. It was, you know, it's one of those films that you rarely see where there is a constant build-up. You know, it's not like the opening scenes are simply, you know, the be-all and end-all. Like you meet the lead character through your exchange. You pass on these, you know, superhero-like powers, and then then it becomes a mystery, which slowly unravels. Did you feel that way about it? Did you like that element of it?
Yes, because, you know, you start reading the script, and you start already to have an idea where the story's going, and there were always a surprise somewhere out there, and you thought you had figured it out all out, and you didn't. You know, it had always a kind of plot, a little plot in it, so I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
Which was also, you know, also very challenging to portray, because, you know, Veronica wasn't just that the weak girl. She used, you know, that way to be sweet, to seduce George for her own needs.
Yes.
And that was challenging, you know.
I must say you played it very well. I can see a future you're playing other characters similar, because you have you have very intense eyes, and so, you know, because there was a lot of close-ups of your face, you know, and the very, you know, you almost like you were hypnotizing him in a sense.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so it was very easy to see how Veronica, the character, would be very successful at this you know, method that she has of luring people, and eventually, you know, as we find out, there's a whole group of these people that have obtained this supernatural, superhuman abilities. It was very interesting to talk to Paul about the subject, because empowerment is a big issue with him. And, you know, it really is an interesting concept in the fact that once you're gifted certain abilities, or you know, whether they be superhuman or intellectual or whatever the case may be, there's a that then becomes an interesting drama in the fact that you have such powers and the responsibility that comes with having those powers, don't you think?
Yes, exactly. That is so true. Yeah.
Because
sorry.
No, you go on.
That was just saying, because what you just mentioned was a very interesting point, because with power comes a lot of responsibility, and what are you going to do with that power? What are you using it for? And that is a very interesting point you mentioned.
Yes. So was the a long production? It looked very expansive, a lot of different locations and all that sort of thing. So was it a
And yeah, we
lot?
had to shoot everything.
Yeah.
So for my time, I was only a week in Seattle,
Right.
and we were shooting for 5 days.
Okay.
So it was a very tight schedule for
Right.
my part of filming.
Right. So you did everything in that time, even the little sort of the visions that George has and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, everything was shot in those 5 days.
Right, yeah. Including the ending, which I won't give away because we want people to experience the movie themselves. But the ending was really was a great little moment at the end. So everyone listening, there's a little surprise. There's a little surprise just at the end, just when you think everything's over. There's a little sort of jump scare there at the end that definitely got me.
That was my very, very favorite part of the whole movie.
Was it? Oh.
Like, even watching it, I even got scared myself.
Well,
And,
you got me.
I had.
I jumped back in the seat a little bit. I was like, oh goodness. Everything I thought it was all sort of, I thought it was all wrapped up, but
Was
then,
very fun.
yeah.
Yeah, it's not over. Veronica was not done yet.
Yeah, I know. I thought, oh, hang on, and I sort of jumped back and thought, oh, geez, wasn't ready for that, and I sort of spilled my drink a little bit, and yeah, because I just,
That's
yeah,
funny.
it caught me very much unawares. So you've done some short films too, Nazanin, haven't you? You've produced and written some short films as well. And yeah, so obviously you have, you know, you're looking to not just be solely an actress. You have other things you wish to achieve as far as filmmaking is concerned.
I wouldn't say really filmmaking. I think it's more, I do it right now because like it helps me to still stay creative and produce my own work,
Right,
and it's really helpful. And doing also the other part of just, I don't want to say just, but of being the actress, it's also very interesting to have, do the rest around the movie, the film, and learn a lot.
So,
Filming is problem solving.
right,
That's what I
yes,
learned.
right, yes, totally. Totally, yeah, because you never know what's going to. I mean, you can, as well as you can have your days planned, there's always something could go wrong, the weather or the location, or an actor hurts themselves or gets sick or
You're just constantly solving problems and finding solutions.
Yes, that's true. So what do you have coming up in the future? You got other films that coming out that we're not aware of or anything like that?
Nothing, no big project right now. I was in a short film, and it is, I do a lot of stunting there.
Right.
I'm showing off my mixed martial arts skills,
Oh,
so
okay. Yep.
that's a project that is coming up.
Right.
And I'm very looking forward to it because I trained the past 3 months towards that.
Oh,
And
okay.
I would wake up, my body was in pain, and I still had to go to the gym. So it was very challenging to get to that point, of the training
Right,
so I
right.
can film it.
Right.
And even like while we were filming it, I kicked my partner like accidentally in his elbow, so my foot already started to hurt, and we had to shoot everything till the end
Oh goodness.
while I was in pain. So
Oh,
yeah,
sorry to hear it. But so
no, it's all an experience.
So you have a website that that people can go and check out that tells them all about yourself and projects that you've got coming up and whatnot?
Yes, it's www.nazaninnoori.com.
Wonderful. Everyone go and check it out. And also the wonderful new film from Paul Kiriazi, Forbidden Power. Nazanin plays the... Forbidden Power. She plays the the smouldering temptress, Veronica Hawthorne. Yes, so don't look in her eyes, boys. She'll hypnotize you.
Check it out, guys.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Nazanin, it's been absolutely a pleasure to talk to you this morning. I hope that everything you've got planned and we hope to see you in more movies.
Thank you so much, Ken. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Really good. It was a wonderful film, wonderful performance. Yeah, and we hope to see you in more films and maybe doing some action and show us all your various talents.
Thank you so much for having me, Candy. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening now, okay?